That is shocking in terms of its size.
But she says companies can invest in solutions that reduce these risks. For example, flood-proofing buildings, relocating facilities, or planning for supply chain disruptions could make businesses less vulnerable to climate change impacts. According to the CDP report, taking these and other steps would cost about $1.4 trillion. So acting to reduce climate risks may be costly in the short term, but the long-term cost of inaction could be far greater.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Yo, it's Eboshi.
Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.
I was on the back of your mind. I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car. You were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do, take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin. Don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant. Don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, it's real. I was like 34 double Ds. You know what I like. Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Bernie ABC. Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
driving through the lily fields, I came across an empty space. The timeline exploded, left the bus stop in its place. Come on, I got home, let's win it all again.
Lost an incredible icon not too long ago, Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead. That is The Other One, live at Red Rocks. Amazing stuff, the Grateful Dead. I've loved them since I was a little boy, and actually got to meet Bobby about a couple years ago at the Forum when I performed at the Robbie Robertson tribute. It was actually really uncomfortable and weird, but I'll tell you the story. I was talking to Jim James, and Bobby Weir caught our eye and started walking towards us, and I got so excited. I thought he was coming to say hi to me, but obviously he was coming to say hi to JJ. But anyway, I ended up putting my hand out there, and they did the same, and we ended up in this weird crisscross thing, and Bob looked at me like, who is this guy? Anyways, we did the finale, and it was wonderful with Mavis Staples, and everyone sang The Wait, and after the show, he gave me a hug, so it couldn't have been that bad. Rest in peace, Bob Weir. We love you. Music coming up from the Wapoos Barn Incident. This is brand new music, and the song's called What Can We Do? Good question. This is from Toronto, and music that really has a adult alternative feel. Russell Walker is in the band, as well as Neil Chapman, and we really dig this. Also coming up, Fear the Flame, from the album Fear the Flame. Logan Stotts, I'm on tour with Logan for the next little while. You should check out his brand new song, Medicine Wheel. It's really touching and really, really poignant. We've played it here on the show before. Josh White Jr., somebody that I was just recently introduced to by a fan who saw me in Detroit, Michigan. I had no idea that this artist existed, but they are an Afro-American artist who played folk music and did the circuit around Michigan and the United States, but mainly Michigan. We're going to play a song called Things About Coming My Way. And now, for a blues, amazing blues legend, here is Lead Belly with Sookie Jump from 1947, if you can believe that.
Yeah! One day, one day.
your money. Can't buy no grub, but backbone and navel, doing the belly rub. After all my hard traveling, things about coming my way. The pot was empty, the cupboard was bare. Mama, mama, what's going on here? After all my heart traveling, you know that things about coming my way.
For the human race, Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
I found a low you've never seen. I wish I never saw coming. Hit me in waves just like the sea.
Don't forget me in the fire. Don't you let me around me going crazy. People saying things I don't wanna hear. People's brains getting lazy. Dark bent people took the power. People locked up by the hour. They looking down from the tower. We're one man down, the time is running out. Rats in the house. The wolves are waiting in the thicket. Boats are scrambling in the harbor. The lawyer is running with the barber. Politician sounds like a barker.
Taylor's Jukebox.
Moving on, moving on. So I close my eyes, and the tears will clear. Then I feel no fear. Then I feel no way. My path will be made straight.
From his debut album, Michael Kiwanuka, Home Again. That was released in 2012. Michael is from London, UK, and draws influences from some of my favorite people in the music world as well, like Bill Withers. And I don't know if you guys know who Terry Collier is, but really cool stuff. We also have Maria Dunn on the show with brand new music from her. Cole is a Thirsty Business. That's her brand new record, Hard Scrabble Hope. And after that, it is Dan Rogers with a song called Billy Green, a tune that's pretty topical right now, if you ask me. All right, here they are, Stan Rogers, but first, Maria Dunn.
Coal is a thirsty business, drinks our rivers dry, and tears down everything in sight. A brawler on the ride, a drunkard on a spree, who never gets enough, who cannot see to stop falling self-destruct. Cold is a thirsty business, it drinks our rivers dry. We've surely hit rock bottom to blast our mountains high. It drinks our rivers. are